I'm Mark Purcell, and this is Cincinnati Edition. This week, Larry Thomas takes a look at the Cincinnati World Cinema presentation of Iron-Jawed Angels.
Sometimes it's serendipitous to be playing the right movie at the right time. Just before the Republican National Convention, the anti-Obama documentary, 2016, Obama's America, was a surprise hit all over the country, boasting a per-screen average that was better than any of the studio product. Also consider Beasts of the Southern Wild, shot in Louisiana with a non-professional cast, about indigent residents who were concerned with surviving an impending big storm. Not only did it open just before the Katrina anniversary, but also is gaining some impetus from the drive-by that Tropical Storm Isaac made through the area. And since the Democratic convention is coming up, and we're not too far, finally, from the election, voting rights is a hot topic. To that end, Cincinnati World Cinema is teaming up with the League of Women Voters to present two screenings of Iron-Jawed Angels, the story of the suffragette movement which resulted in women finally gaining equality at the ballot box. Directed with nice style by Katja von Garnier, Iron-Jawed Angels boasts a stellar cast, including Hilary Swank, Frances O'Connor, Julia Ormond, and Angelica Houston. Von Garnier treats the historical subject matter as if it's a contemporary film, with some spiffy montages, and makes the most of contemporary music and cinematography. The players are more than convincing in their roles. They embody the passion these women felt for their cause. As Iron-Jawed Angels was made for HBO, Von Garnier didn't feel the pressure to direct with one eye on the box office receipts at theaters, so she made the film she wanted to make. Since the film is an important slice of American history, Cincinnati World Cinema and the League of Women Voters are doing something unique to encourage you to see the film. The two screenings this coming Saturday at Covington's Carnegie Arts Center are absolutely free. All you are required to do is make reservations for either the 4 p.m. or 7:30 p.m. showings. The usual Cincinnati World Cinema amenities are available at both showings of Iron-Jawed Angels. There will be a social hour and cash bar before each screening. Following the showings, Roxanne Qualls, Jane Anderson, and Kathy Helmbach will conduct a post-screening discussion. To find out more about Iron-Jawed Angels, how to reserve your tickets, and so much more, just go to our website at wvxu.org. We'll have links there to connect you to the various sites you need to visit. For Cincinnati Edition, I'm Larry Thomas.